Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Current conditions outside the studio, overcast skies, 57 degrees. Visibility 9 miles, winds out of the northwest around 8 miles per hour. I'll have a full marine and zone weather forecast for you in about 15 minutes or so. But now it is time for the morning interview, Monday morning interview in this case, and I'm excited to welcome to the morning interview Sitka Police Chief Mike Hall. Chief Hall, welcome to the morning interview.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you here. How has the summertime in Sitka been going from your perspective?
It's been fantastic. Actually, I've really enjoyed, one, the weather. It's been fantastic.
It has been nice out.
It's not been too rainy and gloomy. We've had some great events. 4th of July, that was a great parade. What a great time. And then the return of the X3 soldier from the cemetery, that was a big event. That was pretty incredible. So more people, more crime, you know, but not too bad.
So do you see activity picks up in the summertime?
It does. Our biggest offender, Jack Daniels, and then Jim Beam. I usually come in and wreak a little havoc sometimes in the weekend times, but it does pick up more people. You do have certain things. We've had some thefts from the cruise ships that have come up, petty theft. We've been nabbing some of those folks here and there, but it does go up quite a considerable amount during the summertime just because of the volume of people.
So just we got workers in town, visitors in town, people fishing in town, all kinds of things. So just traffic definitely picks up, which equates to more things for you guys. But you've been in the chief position now since March, is that correct?
That's right. I got confirmed by the assembly in March. It's been great. One of the biggest goals that I had was for recruiting. Happy to say that I am optimistic that we will be fully staffed by the end of the year. We have one new recruit in academy currently going through, be out in November. I have two other possible new hires that might be here by next month. If that happens, then we'll be kind of fully staffed on our patrol side, but then I'll start promoting for other positions like sergeant to detective. But very optimistic by the end of the year we'll be really close to fully staffed.
All right, that's great to hear, and that's a process for sure.
It is. Our dispatch is one person away from being fully staffed, and we have three candidates currently going through the background check now for that one position. So hopefully we'll have that full. Our jail's full. Our jail staff is full.
Jail staff.
Yeah, not the jail. We still got room if anybody wants to come. but the jail is every other positions are doing pretty well.
All right. Yeah. So with a more full staff, obviously the staff itself doesn't feel so much pressure on each individual. But what can community members expect to see? We were joking a little bit in our pre-interview about traffic tickets or something are making a comeback.
Yeah. Tickets are making a hit. we hired a multi-service officer, which we haven't had in a couple of years. We do get a lot of complaints on parking itself. And then we get a lot of complaints on parking tickets itself. But I will say that the can't find parking or mad at people parking outweighs the parking ticket complaints about 3-1. you just can't find parking in Sitka, and so we're trying to move it along. I will say that we've put out public service announcements saying at this time we're going to start writing tickets. We put out warning citations, which people got mad over the warning citation. I'm like, well, I would rather have that than a real one. This is just a warning that you can't park here anymore. So they can expect some of that. Once we go into a new area, we'll do warnings first just because to let folks know that, hey, we're back and we're trying to make it fair and equitable for everybody to park here. You can't just park your car here for 5 months in a row and think it's okay. So it's a process. Some people get upset. It's a $25 ticket.
Absolutely.
And it's a little inconvenience, but I think it does help. I've noticed down Lincoln Street that there are more parking spaces available during business hours. And so, in fact, I had one guy give me his ticket. He's like, thank you for writing me a ticket. I've complained about parking. And then I was an offender. I gladly accept this ticket. So
all right.
There's some folks that are getting it.
All right. Well, thanks for the general update of how things have been going. What do we have? We have an event coming up this weekend, the Sitka's Night Out.
Yeah, Sitka Night Out. So Sitka Night Out is a national event. It actually is tomorrow, Tuesday, August the 4th, is the national event. But because of Sitka, we have so many folks at work during the week because of our tourist season. August the 8th on Saturday is the better fit for Sitka. And so August the 8th, Saturday at Keet, we're going to be at 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And there'll be free food and games and prizes and bouncy houses and cops and firemen. Yeah, we even invite the firemen. Can you believe it?
Amazing.
We'll let anybody in.
Go get those guys from across the street. That's a, that's right. So you mentioned, though, just back up for a second, the night out, you said is a national thing. Mm-hmm. And it's normally the thrust of that falls on the local police department?
Yeah, local police department and sheriff's departments throughout the United States. I remember, man, a long time ago, almost 30 years ago, I went to the very first one in this town in Tennessee. It's the very first night out event they had. And it's to bridge the gap between the young people and the police and show that the human side of law enforcement. Sometimes people only see us in their worst hour. They don't really get to see us when we're not there for other issues. And so it's an opportunity to kind of get to the community so we can meet each other on different playing grounds, per se, instead of just showing up at your house when you're having a bad day.
Truly neutral ground.
Yeah.
Come and just have a fun time.
Yeah.
All right. So Sitka's Night Out. There's a sign by the roundabout. I've seen it driving by a couple of times. So if you want to go look at some information, if you're a visual person. But this is also on our community calendar. You can see for this Saturday, August 8th. So starting at 4 o'clock for community members, just show up at the Keet Gushaheen playground, and if weather is not as cooperative, we've got the covered area there, correct?
That's correct.
It'll still be going on.
That's the reason why we're doing it there. You never know with the sick of weather. If you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you said there'd be a few giveaways too.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of prizes, a lot of free food, bouncy houses. It's going to be a great time.
All right, so Sitka's Night Out, again, Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. on August 8th. And then as we wrap up, let's just, any updates on the outage? 911 is still being finicky with certain providers, correct?
That's correct. Because of the fiber optic cable that was cut, our landlines are not operable. And so we have a number that we had posted on our PSA, on our Facebook page. But if you have an AT&T cell phone, you can call 911 and it'll go to us. Any other cell phone probably you'll get the busy signal. But anyone who calls 911, it will ping in our computer and we'll be able to see a location. We just won't be able to talk to you. And an officer will come regardless. And we'll try to contact you through our other line that we received from GSI the other day. So we will make attempt to call you back from a non-police number per se, but we will make an attempt to get you. The good news is anybody that calls 911, it will ping and we will see your location.
So hopefully it's not just going into the ether. Like
it pulls up your location and your number. We just can't talk.
Okay.
And you'll get a busy signal. For instance, we had somebody call 911 four times on somebody who fell at the cruise ship terminal, and it kept pinging up that same location. That's why we knew it was probably an emergency, and then somebody couldn't get through, but we were able to get out there regardless.
All right. But that number, just to recap for now, all emergencies and non-emergencies, just to call the police department or emergency services, there is a number set up that anyone can call, 907-623-0911. You said they can also email.
They could.
That is dispatch@sitkapd.org.
That's it.
So, all right. Well, hopefully we'll get that number up working soon.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chief Hall, it's been great to talk to you this morning. As we shift into the fall and as you get ready for another winter in Sitka, what are you looking forward to as our police chief?
You're looking more for community involvement, community events. I'd like to see the culture change a little bit. We're still figuring out how to police the Sitka way. We don't want to over-police it. We don't want to under-police Sitka. We just want to make sure that we give everybody the amount of and level of service that they need and or expect in their police department. So still working through that. And once we get some new folks, help getting them trained up to make sure that they follow the way of Sitka and the way that they want to be treated.
All right. Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with Sitka's Police Chief Mike Hall. Chief Hall, thank you for coming in, and I hope you have a great week.
You too. Good morning, everybody.
And we'll see you this Saturday at Sitka's Night Out. We'll be back with the weather in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.